Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text today is John chapter 15, verses 18 through 26. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading for appointed for today is from John chapter 15. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about it, about me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to us, to his people of old by the prophets. Well, the church has observed October 28th as St. Simon and St. Jude, the Apostles' Day from Ancient of Times. It may surprise you that there really isn't much about these two apostles in the Bible. The exception is that the Word of God pairs them together and lists them as Simon, who is called the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. As Hermann Etzold writes, among these were Simon and Jude, though we know nothing more about their role in the fulfillment of God's saving purposes. They fade into the background with the great hosts of God's faithful witnesses who went before us, whose deeds are never immortalized in human records, who lived through and for Christ in the militant church, and are now immortal in the triumphant church and in the joy of the Lord in heaven. Yes, we know very little, but that they served together as missionaries and they suffered death at the hands of the enemies of Christ, because those who hated Jesus hated them. And as our text reminds us today, will hate us and all who follow Jesus. Hate, now that's a word we are pretty familiar with, and I probably don't need to spend a lot of time trying to define it. The word hate is repeated 8 times in our text alone by our Lord Jesus. I don't think we do need to define that word. Humanity has suffered untold misery, heartache, and pain by reason of human hatred. Hatred has wrecked nations and lives, and yes, wrecked many a happy home. When love turns into its opposite, hatred, the home fires have ceased burning, and the home has become cold and dark. Yet Jesus in our text reminds us that the hatred in the heart of humankind is but a product of the hatred toward God. But because people persist in their hatred toward God and his salvation, they become even unhappier here and in the hereafter. This sad fact is recorded in our text this morning, namely that humans by nature hate God and hate him without a cause, and bring destruction. Because they hate God, they hate those who love God. For us as sinners, saints, who are not perfect, there are times when we do give those cause to hate us because of our actions or our words. But God, not our Lord Jesus. Jesus in our text recalls the psalmist's words in Psalm 69:4, "They that hate me without cause are more than the hairs of my head." So who hates Jesus? The world, the cosmos. In the sense of heaven and earth, creation but all those people who, in spite of hearing the gospel, will not accept it or keep it. Jesus gives us a very clear description of the cosmos in which has Christ and his Christians in there. You and I are part of the cosmos, but they know not him that sent me. These people of the cosmos are not, as a rule, irreligious, although there are many of those today who claim to be agnostic or outright atheists, but they do not know him that sent me. They do not know God as the sender of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, and of the Holy Spirit. They only know first article religion. When Jesus became man and tabernacled among the cosmos, the hatred flared up. It flared even more when Jesus began his public ministry and revealed himself as the Son of God and Savior of the world, the Promised One, the Messiah, the Christ. When he said, "Before Abraham was, I am," that was offensive. They threw stones at him. They hated him. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, they were enraged. They had to end this. The devil, the world, and our sinful nature continued to rage with hate toward Jesus, the one who sent him, and toward those who love him and follow him. Simon and Jude were hated, not because they were horrible men and treated people harshly, but because they preached Christ and him crucified. Because they were faithful followers and missionaries of Jesus. My friends, Jesus knew what was ahead of him for him and his church. The time was at hand when he, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, would be sacrificed for the sins of the world because of hate. For this hour, Jesus had come into the world. He came to lay down his life for his friends. This love, amazing and beyond our understanding. As the hour approaches, his thoughts are with his apostles whom he had personally chosen. The way as a follower of Jesus would not be easy. It may result in martyrdom, a crucifixion, the hatred of those who are the objects of his love. Think about that for a moment. God, who is love incarnate in Jesus, went to the cross to save those were full of hatred. The hatred that was behind the crucifixion goes on. We as the followers of Christ shall likewise experience the hatred of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world, our text says. Our mission is to bring forgiveness of sins and peace of Christ, that all who live in this dying world may have life and know what love really is in Jesus. The world has hardly known a time when a faithful witness of Christ did not experience hatred in the form of humiliation, rejection, ridicule, and sometimes death. Yet we know that we have been chosen by God to be his children. Despite the hatred of the world, our loving God sent Jesus to live, to suffer, to die for the world, for you, for me. For God so loved the world, the cosmos, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. My friends, God has chosen you out of this world. In your baptism, he forgives your sins and made you his own. He sets you apart, and now our Lord continues to forgive and strengthen you through his holy word and blessed sacrament. He comes to you again and again and reminds you that you are forgiven. You have eternal life in him, even though you are surrounded by the hatred in the world. The world hates you and will always hate you, but Jesus has overcome the world and has given you life and salvation through his life, death, and resurrection. So as we commemorate Simon and Jude, who now reside with the Lord, we too remember that knowing what our future holds in terms of hate, trials, and tribulation is unknown. We really don't know what will happen to us as Christians 5 years from now, 10, 15, or as the Lord allows us. But one thing we do know that will never change, that Jesus, who has overcome the world and its hate, has died to redeem you and me and give us the crown of eternal life. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Aaron Bell, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.